Fortunately, in this case, justice delayed wasn't justice denied, but it was many, many sleepless nights. It was a lot of agitation, a lot of tears. God will be the final arbiter, and I think the defendant faces far more serious punishment from the Lord than he can ever face from mankind. What was going through my heart, I was really crying for loss.
Candles for those who died form a cross on the floor, framing their names. Last Sunday, a terrorist attack turned this house of worship into a living hell. Naram survived, but still so shaken, all she wants to say is, "We forgive them." Many of those in attendance were not here that fateful day, but the scope and barbarity of the assault resonated throughout all of Iraq's Christian community. Mary Danielle kisses the image of the two young priests who were killed. Linda Hagob tells us, "My nerves are frayed. I can't feel my body. I feel like my blood dried up. My whole body is shaking because what I am seeing is unimaginable." The attack was the work of Al-Qaeda-affiliated gunmen, some wearing suicide vests, who stormed through this door.
She's going to have to go to trial, which is, you know, hugely disappointing. It's just one more thing that she's going to have to live through. But it's not surprising. I mean, this is the same judge and the same people who were all part of her initial trial in the first trial. So it's not surprising that they wouldn't just keep going with the flow. It's disappointing. They found her guilty in her first trial with no evidence is unbelievable. So it's part of the whole package that has just been really surreal.